And welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name is Ja, and we're here to talk about all-world, all-pro wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Today, we're going to go ahead and talk about the trade to Houston for Stephon Diggs. We're going to talk about how that affects his fantasy football standings. We're going to try to use a little bit of predictive analysis to tell us how, you know, we think this guy finishes the year next year. So, Stephon Diggs, right? All-pro, all-world wide receiver. He got traded to the Houston Texans this offseason, and he is now paired up with emerging superstar quarterback C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is much different. He's a lot different, actually, than Stephon Diggs' former quarterback, Josh Allen. How are they different? Josh Allen, especially you guys play fantasy football, Josh Allen is a threat to make a big play happen any given down. In the passing game, he's also a guy who's likely to tuck and run, or he's a guy who's likely to toss it 80 yards downfield into the tightest window possible, and win, lose, or draw, he's going to give you the opportunity to make a play. Stephon Diggs was the beneficiary of Josh Allen when he would take those risky, crazy plays. He was the guy who would get the downfield shots. He was the guy who would be over-targeted. He was the guy who Josh Allen would sometimes force the ball to. And because of that, Stephon Diggs in his 4 years in Buffalo, he never saw less than 155 targets in a season. He usually hunkered around 160, 165 targets. That number is not going to look the same in Houston. Houston has better receivers than Buffalo did with Nico Collins, with Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, and their newest addition in the backfield, Joe Mixon, who's one of the best pass-catching backs that we have in the NFL. Stephon Diggs is not going to see 160, 165 targets. If you do the math on 165 targets over a 17-game season, that's about 10 targets a game. Now, in this Houston Texans offense led by Bobby Slowik, I believe Stephon Diggs is going to be replacing the role that Robert Woods played. I don't think this offense is going to change who they are. Stephon Diggs is going to step into the role that Robert Woods left available. Robert Woods within this offense in about 14 to 15 games played, I believe, Robert Woods had about 5 targets per game. So nothing, I guess, to sneeze at, but that's a far cry from the almost 10 targets a game that Stephon Diggs saw in Buffalo. So let's do a little bit of a, I guess, predictive analysis to figure out what Stephon Diggs' target share will look like. If Stephon Diggs, and especially because of the contract, so if Stephon Diggs sees more targets, sees more opportunity than Robert Woods did, because Stephon Diggs is a better athlete, a better player who's getting paid more money, how many more targets will Stephon Diggs see? Well, if I were to go ahead and just assume that Stephon Diggs will see 50% more targets than Robert Woods saw last season in 15 games played, I believe, then we're talking about, instead of 5 targets a game, once again, similar to what Robert Woods got, Stephon Diggs in this offense should see about 7.5 targets a game, right? I'm predicting a 50% increase in target share. 2.5, which isn't a real number, so really 2 or 3 targets per game. But let's go ahead and use the 2.5 number just as like a static number. 2.5 times 17 games played is going to go ahead and get you somewhere around 40-something targets. So Stephon Diggs might see 40-something targets more than what Robert Woods saw. Robert Woods last season did not have a game-breaking, all-world crazy type of year. Robert Woods in the Texans offense last season played in 14 games, had 40 receptions on 75 targets with 1 touchdown. If Stephon Diggs outperforms Robert Woods by more than 50% or by 50%, he would see about 60 receptions He would see, instead of 426 yards, he would see maybe closer to 700. And ideally, he'd see a few more touchdowns. Stephon Diggs is a really, really interesting case this year because he's going in the fourth round, but I believe that's a little bit too high. And Bobby Slowik's Houston Texans offense, they run a West Coast scheme, right? We've talked about the West Coast scheme on this podcast a multitude of times, but if you guys are unfamiliar, a West Coast scheme is essentially a passing offense, and it's a passing strategy in which you have three receivers. One receiver runs deep, so one receiver runs down the field to open up the defense, spread the defense around on the field, and you have two receivers who run typically, in breaking routes. So in this Houston Texans offense, Nico Collins might be the guy who runs deep. Tank Dell might be the guy who runs a deep intermediate and breaking route. And now Stephon Diggs, but formerly Robert Woods, would be the guy who runs the short and breaking route that is 5, 6, 7 yards down the field and is enough down the field to get behind, the defensive line, right? So easy pass, easy pickup. I believe Stephon Diggs is going to play that role because that offense was explosive last year. So I don't see why they would change it all that much. And I believe Stephon Diggs in that role, I mean, he'll get easy completions. CJ Stroud will hit him right in the numbers because he's, super accurate. But Stephon Diggs is going to miss Josh Allen from the standpoint of he's not going to get the deep passes downfield super often. It'll happen, and we'll see the occasional Stephon Diggs touchdown that's 20, 30, 40 yards, of course. But every single game in Buffalo, he damn near would catch some long, game-breaking, super deep down the field pass from Josh Allen that would end up on the SportsCenter top 10 highlight reel. I do not think that's going to happen all that often this year. This is the most weapons that Stephon Diggs has ever played alongside of. And even though Stephon Diggs finished last year as wide receiver 10, even though Stephon Diggs saw a plethora of targets, we're talking about 160 plus targets per year. Dude, that's not going to happen this season. Nico Collins was wide receiver 9 last year. Tank Dell is an emerging, like, Tyreek Hill duplicate. Dalton Schultz just got paid. Joe Mixon is one of the better pass catching backs in the NFL. Brother, Stephon Diggs ain't getting 160 targets this year. Last year, Robert Woods, the guy who he is stepping in for, had 75 targets. If Stephon Diggs gets a 50% increase on that number, a 50% increase, which I think is like, that's a pretty generous increase. I don't care how good you are, you rarely see NFL players double numbers up, right? You rarely see NFL players go from 50 to 100. But if Robert Woods got 75 targets last year, yo, a 50% increase is going to be like an extra 35-ish targets, meaning he goes to about 110-ish in total targets. If he catches 75, 80% of his passes, I mean, he's going to go from 115, 120 catches to, I don't know, like 90. Like he's going to see a pretty heavy dip off from catches. He's going to see a heavy fall off from targets. And I think his average depth of target is going to suffer because, I mean, truthfully, in this offense, Tank Dell and Nico Collins stretch the field better. Stephon Diggs is a possession receiver now. That's his role in this offense. He's a possession guy. That's what Robert Woods was. I don't like his current ADP of going in the fourth round. I think that's incredibly high. I like Stephon Diggs more as maybe like a seventh round option if available. If you play in like a half PPR 12 team league, I wouldn't be mad at you if you took maybe sixth round. But in the first 4 to 5 rounds, I'm looking to get guys who I can depend on week in and week out to get me 15 and 20 points. In the first 5 rounds, I need an RB1, I need a wide receiver one. My personal strategy is I like to get an RB2. I like to get another game-breaking player, whether it's a receiver, running back, quarterback, whatever it is. I need somebody who can get me just a crazy amount of points. I'm not taking Stefon Diggs, who, even if I'm like stretching it and being super optimistic, I don't think Stefon Diggs is going to give you more than three games this year of 20 plus points. And if you're drafting a guy in the fourth round, you hope for more than three. You hope to like, the fourth round and the fifth round are important rounds because you're getting high caliber talent that maybe is undervalued. However, Stephon Diggs this year in an offense with more weapons than ever, and a role that's not going to allow him to stretch the field the way he formerly did, with an offensive regime that's somewhat new to him and that spreads the ball out more. Dude, he's not going to be the same guy. And if you're drafting him off of name value, I think you're going to be disappointed. But those are just my thoughts. This was another episode of Fantasy Football with Gumbo. My name is Cha, and until we meet again, peace.